Thank you so much for joining us, Jerry.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Now, what are the figures and some trends in relationships with an age gap?
So, although there's a little bit spoken about it in the media, and certainly when you see a couple that have a large age gap, it seems to be on everyone's radar. The reality is that couples with a large age gap, and by that we mean 10 years or more, at least in our Western society, sits at around 7 to 8% of all couples. So we're not exactly talking about a very large proportion. There is some variability in that, quite a bit of variability across different cultures. For example, in some African cultures, it can sit as high as 30%. But certainly in terms of our own Western society, it sits at around 7 to 8%, where usually you have a older man partnering with a younger woman. The other way around, where you have an older woman partnering with a younger man, sits at about 1 to 2%.
Right. Well, why do you think age doesn't really matter to some?
Well, that's a bit of a vexed question in some ways, because I think for some couples it does matter. For other couples, I wouldn't say that it doesn't matter, but I think it's that they learn how to manage it. Usually couples that are successful in maintaining a relationship when there is a big age gap usually think pretty carefully about the fact that they're getting into a relationship with someone who's much older or much younger with them. They kind of deal with maybe some of the judgments and maybe some of the life issues that they may face, where they're at different stages of life, and they may be at points in their life where they may want some different things, but when it comes to, you know, their relationship, they still have a lot of shared goals and a lot of shared aspirations, and they love each other and want to be together. So I think when it comes to couples that have large age gaps, the kinds of things that we know hold true for any successful relationship holds true of these couples in particular. As I said, they have shared goals, they're very good at communicating, they're very good at taking interest in each other's lives, they're very good at handling difficulties when they arise in their relationship. And because of that, I think that holds them in very good stead to deal with the issue around the age gap and how it is that they're going to handle it going forward and how it is that they're going to handle it with society at large, whether it's family that may be raising an eyebrow about it or other friends or just, you know, people in general making a point about it.
Absolutely. Now, do you think that, opinion, but also numbers vary depending on sexuality when it comes to age gaps in relationships?
Look, the reality is that when it comes to people having different sexual orientations and how that relates to who they partner with, the data is a little bit different there. It does sit a little bit higher. It considers, you know, around 16%, and it's certainly higher, sitting at about 25% for male-male union. The challenge that we have is we don't know a lot about same-sex couples when it comes to age gaps. So we actually are somewhat flying blind. There's still a lot of research that needs to be done as to why those trends look a little bit different, why it is that we see more male-male couples than female-female couples when it comes to larger age gap differences. So we still have a lot to learn, I think, about the different trends that we're seeing when it comes to age gaps.
Yeah, because that's definitely a conversation that's happening in the LGBT community a lot these days, talking about kind of these large age gaps with male-male relationships. How do you think an age gap might impact the success of a relationship?
Right. Well, the evidence around age gaps impacting on relationship satisfaction, whether a relationship lasts for a long period of time or not, is something, I guess, that many people question. The evidence that we have to date, taking into account that this is pretty much an area that is under research, but the evidence we have to date suggests that these couples don't report poorer relationship functioning, they don't report less relationship happiness, some actually report greater relationship happiness, than those couples where, you know, the age gap is no more than, let's say, 5 years between partners. What we do know is that couples that do find it difficult to stay together, that have a large age gap, usually report greater minority stress, is what we call it. Minority stress is essentially a stress that any minority group experiences. And usually that comes because of the way that they're discriminated or responded to negatively on behalf of society. So for those couples where they are reporting really high minority stress when it comes to their age gap, and maybe they themselves may be experiencing some relationship troubles, maybe they're not as good at communicating, or there may be other underlying relationship issues, it's like that stress is the thing that pushes the couple to end the relationship, so to speak. So it can be a risk factor for those couples.
Right.
But putting that aside, if the relationship is strong, these couples seem to be reporting that age has nothing to do with their relationship happiness.
Right. Well, that's actually really, really interesting. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Joe. That was a very insightful conversation.
My pleasure.